Hundreds of people are homeless and thousands more stranded after severe rain and windstorm lasting 3 days slammed portions of south central Alaska. Flooding that washed away bridges and roads and destroyed at least 15 homes continues in many areas, and persistent bad weather is hampering rescue and damage assessment efforts. Tim Woolston of member station KSKA in Anchorage.
The worst deluge of rain in at least a decade began pelting south central Alaska last Thursday night. 60 and 70 mile an hour winds helped the rain wash away two bridges and the railroad line north of Anchorage and completely cut off the town of Seward southeast of here from the outside. Seward Mayor Harry Giesler says a very conservative estimate of $15 million in damage has been done so far.
We're looking at extensive road repair and rebuilding on all the arterial roads and even the main road coming into town. And the railroad, pardon the expression, caught H-E double two sticks.
Heavy fog and continuing rain are hampering efforts to assess the damage and get supplies to those who need them. But Giesler says those that needed to be evacuated have been, while others are trying to ride out the storm.
You know, Alaskans are a very hardy bunch, and especially people that have things like dog teams and animals. They are very, very reluctant to leave their homes as long as it's even there. So we're going, trying to get back and check on people, make sure they're all right and that they have food and water and things like that.
The water is still rising in spots, and Seward is expecting at least another 24 hours of rain. North of Anchorage, the damage is just as severe. Lieutenant Mike Holler of the State Division of Emergency Services says several hundred homes in the valley north of Anchorage have been damaged.
It remains to be seen as people literally walk out of the woods or find dry ground and are evacuated as to just what extent the damage will get total.
Lieutenant Holler says two major bridges north of Anchorage were totally washed away by the raging waters, and tracks belonging to the Alaska Railroad, which provides a major form of transportation between Anchorage and Fairbanks, were destroyed.
Now, as far as the goods, shipment of goods and materials to sustain life in the interior of Alaska, that particular transportation avenue has been totally shut off. Along with the highway as far as using overland trucking and so forth.
Emergency shelters have been set up for those left homeless by the flooding. Alaska Governor Bill Sheffield has issued disaster declarations in order to free up state relief funds, and the state is hoping for federal aid. Officials say because of the remoteness of many of the communities involved, it may be several days before the damage is fully assessed, and that's if threatening clouds don't release more rain. For National Public Radio, this is Tim Woolston in Anchorage, Alaska.